businesses actually were hung up as well, you know. So that's something we'll talk about tonight on House Call as we discuss social media sabotage. So a lot of different angles we can look at. It might be a couple conspiracy theories that are thrown out. I don't know. We don't talk about these things together before we hop on here. We just get on the same page as far as a topic is concerned, and then we provide our perspectives as things come up. But again, you guys, like, share, invite somebody in, follow the page if you're not following it already. Drop a note, let us know where you're here. We definitely want you to participate in the conversation. But so we will go ahead and we will start with our first of all, were you guys affected by it? By the social media blackout?
If anybody's noticed anything I had going on for a little while, I kind of took the social media break, so I didn't even realize Facebook was down or Instagram was down or any of that. And so I turned on the news and everybody was going crazy about a 6-hour outage. And then I was like, oh, this makes sense, because old boy just got blasted on Capitol Hill, and now all of a sudden, you know, we got a shutdown. Well, that makes sense. you gonna kill my act?
Jan said she cried. I don't know. See, for me, I didn't realize that. I had a friend text me and they were like, hey, you know, Instagram's not up. And I was like, oh, well, that sucks. You know, I was like, okay. I mean, but, you know, don't get me wrong, because I use social media for a lot. You know, we use social media for ministry, use social media for the podcast and for House Call. Clearly, you know, we're doing it here. I use social media to try to address and raise awareness of various topics and public issues, like what's going on with our school district, you know. What we talked about last week and what we're going to be continuing to stand up for and to support our teachers here in the area. But, you know, I use it for that. I use it to keep in touch with, you know, people I was in the military with that I'm still cool with. And you know, most of the time, like if I'm talking to Dax, it's over Facebook, you know. And there's other people that I do that to, you know, as well. So, you know, it's definitely... you know, it's definitely something that's used a lot. But honestly, I didn't even realize that it wasn't up. But I also know someone who uses WhatsApp specifically as far as business is concerned. You know, because of international aspects of their business, and you know, they were severely affected. They were playing catch up until late yesterday. You know, late last night, as far as processing orders and stuff like that and getting them shipped out. You know, so I mean, I guess it affects people different ways. I don't know. I didn't really think too much of it, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, very minimal effect for me. The only thing I could see it could have affected it is if the place of business that I work at and run, if we invested more heavily into Facebook advertising as our means of obtaining customers and purchases. And so many businesses have done so. Right. And so I'm sure it did hurt some businesses, some small businesses. But for me, no, I'm not one that has to see someone's feed all day long or has to check my messages 20 times a day. I mean, I do. Doesn't mean I have to.
You know, to me, a lot of times it's like the refrigerator, right? Like, you're sitting at the house, you're bored, ain't got nothing going on. So you, you know, you go to the fridge, open it up, look around for a little bit, and then go sit back down. 20 minutes later, you do the same thing, like somebody went shopping in 20 minutes and put something else in the fridge, you know. But, you know, Jan says some people, you know, rely on Messenger for phone calls and things like that, which is definitely true. And that's kind of what we were hinting at. You know, businesses do it. The way I communicate with Dax generally is via Facebook when he and I talk. You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people use it for a lot of different things. It's not just that social media fix. You know, some people legitimately use it for business communication, you know, et cetera. You know,
well,
so
when you get into what was said on Capitol Hill that day about the algorithm
algorithm, yeah,
algorithm and how they
algorithm.
That, Yeah, yeah, that. And how they used that, one more time. What they had going on with that, and how they were exposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You almost had to go to a shutdown to try to explain some of that away, because some of that testimony was disturbing, if not borderline criminal, on what they were doing. So, I mean, to not experience a shutdown after that and being exposed the way they were, it really puts Facebook in a question. It really puts Instagram in a question about what they're actually doing and what are we actually supporting, right? At the end of the day, so, yeah, it's no longer a social media platform to hook up with your friend. It's no longer a social media platform to just hang out with. It's after that testimony, what you learn is it's bigger. It's bigger than that for big businesses. It's bigger than that for Facebook. It's bigger than that for, you know, a lot of these marketing companies. Steve mentioned marketing. You know, they're targeting marketing to people they should be targeting marketing to, and the evidence is right there in front of your face. So, like, there's a lot going on with social media right now. Social media is not in the best limelight right now for the things that they've been doing, and even their investors. The testimony coming out saying that how they were misleading their investors, which is going to cause a whole investigation by the investment people. So there's a lot going on with Facebook and Instagram right now, and Zuckerberg and how they're doing things and how they're using your information, all that stuff. Conspiracy, no conspiracy going on. That was right there. What is that?
Like, myself, man, I tried to share a post that day, and I couldn't share it. And I was like, okay, it's probably like a bad internet connection. I put my phone down and went to doing other stuff. I didn't even pay attention to like what was going on until one of my homegirls was like, yo, social media's going crazy. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp is like, you know, just shut down. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, do something else. But it's more to that, you know what I'm saying? You got people's business all on the line.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, because of the fact that it's their advertisements and things like that. But I bet you, if you get that $10 for your advertisement, I bet you'll go through. I guarantee it. Because of the fact that now that you're giving Facebook some money, they might just go ahead and turn off, you know what I'm saying, just your end of the shutdown.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say this, and it's probably not a popular opinion at all. But, I mean, if Facebook or Instagram, you know, like, if they decide to charge for those services, I mean, okay. You like, I mean, they're well within their right to. But.
That's their business. Yeah, that's exactly what Facebook is for.
Right.
For advertisement.
But what I'm saying is, and this is where we're going to lead, well, for me anyway, I'm going to lead into another aspect of social media sabotage. You know. You have people that, for some reason, feel like social media is a right. Like, that they are owed Facebook. They are owed Instagram. They are owed Twitter. And whatever they say should be able to be put on there, no matter what it is, with no responsibility, no accountability. And legitimately, several people feel that way. Now, you know, Jan says, you know, she wouldn't pay for it. Well, I mean, that's fine, regardless of whether you would or would not pay for it. I mean, that's, you know, your choice. But let Facebook come out or Instagram come out and talk about, you know, we're going to charge a $10 a month fee. People will lose their minds. I'm willing to bet, and I can even probably pinpoint a handful of individuals that will say that it is a demonic attack from the enemy to stop their church from spreading the message and the word.
Yeah, definitely.
He
thought that was hilarious.
I just, you know, it's like what people view as what is a right oftentimes is a privilege, or not even a privilege. A lot of times it's goods or services, you know, and we sabotage ourselves with social media by treating it like it's a right. Why, like, feeling like we've got, you know, we can just throw it out there. And here's the thing, too. Like, in case y'all don't know, it doesn't disappear. Just because you deleted it doesn't mean it can't be found. If you know anything about the World Wide Web, it can resurface. And oftentimes does at the most inopportune times. You know? And we do so much self-sabotage because we just, like, just run our mouths. Like, it's not like it was in the 80s where, you know, if you weren't in the room, nobody knew. Like, everybody recording everything now.
Yeah.
You know, which I mean, personally, I don't have a problem with that. I ain't got nothing to hide, you know. Listen, the skeletons in my closet, I've opened up the closet and I've shown people the skeletons in my closet.
And I'm going to
say it again, bro.
I'm only laughing at you, Doc Garvey, because I'll tell you, some people would lose their bodies if they came out with a fee, but not realizing that Facebook is traded on the open market. This is a business. Mm-hmm. This is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they are businesses. They are free, open market businesses. They have stocks. They have this. If people will say, oh, what do you mean? I can't just log on and do what I want.
You're trying to censor me. Come on, Steve, you got something to say. I see it.
I had a family member who got kicked off Facebook for 24 hours because she went crazy on something. She ran around here talking about they were censoring her. And hey, this isn't, this country doesn't have freedom of speech and everything. No. You just can't go on a platform and say whatever the hell you want to say, when you want to say it, how you want to say it, and expect somebody not to kick you off. Censoring you, this ain't freedom of speech. Like, you're in somebody else's business.
Well, I personally believe that is why that this great city of ours that hopefully sees a leadership change in less than 30 days. For some reason, the high school can utilize Zoom for their board meetings and allow people to interact via Zoom, but the city cannot.
Amazing.
And honestly, you know, honestly, since the city has stopped with the Zoom when the camera's right in the councilman's face or councilwoman's face, and you know, they're not, their every action isn't being scrutinized, they pay a lot less attention to public comment specifically. You know, now there's a lot of eye rolling, a lot of doodling, playing on the cell phones now, you know, all that kind of thing. And, you know, thankfully it is still recorded and posted. That way we can still have a level of accountability. You know, I believe in transparency. I believe in accountability. It's not always comfortable. It's not always fun. But that's one of the things that, like, social media sabotage, you know, it can... Oh, it disappeared. You can't see it. It disappeared.
Yes,
your background is your virtual background's blanking it out.
Oh, that's cool.
Man, you look like an invisible man right there.
Yeah, for real. Like, your head just disappeared. But no, like, we do things, like, specifically, right? The issue that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks in this area, and then what we talked about on the show, you know, a lot of it is from what was posted on social media. And you know, the news, I was telling Danny, the news article from, the news, I appreciate that. The news article, that the Times Herald put out about the board meeting, the article itself was just informational. Like, it wasn't some opinion expose or anything like that. It just gave, you know, a couple, you know, points that each speaker, you know, that gave public comment had, and talked about a few other things. I think it kind of downplayed some of the issues that were brought up and talked about. But the disturbing part was the comment section. And, you know, people... Now, I'm not an advocate of going around and whooping on folk, okay? But there was... There, I mean...
Depends on the day.
But no, there's... You know, there was a time where people formulated intelligently, or, well, maybe not even intelligently, but they at least thought about what they said and who they were saying it to or about, because they didn't want to catch some pause. You know, that's, they didn't want somebody to put them paws on them, you know. And now we have a lot of keyboard warriors. You know, I love all the people that tell me that I would have joined the military, but you're not going to tell me what to do. I'd slap that drill sergeant. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. You know, but you do. You have a lot of that. You have the people talking about, you know, come take my guns and, you know, da-da-da, whatever. And it's like, you know, listen, like, feel the way you feel. Like, I'm cool with that. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, if they come on this, you know, they come on our soil, I'm a fight. Well, bro, you get winded walking to the bathroom. Like, who you fighting? You know, like, these types of things. But people say whatever they want to say on social media because they're behind the keyboard. But then when a moment comes and they're held accountable, now you're attacking them. Now you're trying to cancel them. Now it's for Christian folk, it's an attack of the enemy. You know, no, it's you were wrong, and now you're being held accountable. Like, it's simple accountability. It's not complicated, you know. But people have felt so free to spew so much hate. It's really disheartening and unfortunate. And you know, with
it's
social,
it's okay when some people are on social media and they're talking about infiltrating places. The only people that talk about infiltrating places, that's war speak, right? We're gonna infiltrate this, right? That means that's the kind of stuff you hear when you're getting ready to go to battle, right?
When you're an aggressor,
right? So when you have people on there that are comfortable talking about, we're going to infiltrate this, we're going to infiltrate that. But yet, when I see you, we ain't talking about infiltrating nothing. We talking about a handshake and all up. Well, hold on. You talking about my people. You know what I mean? You just talking about my people over here, and now it's a handshake and all up. Or you're handing shoes out over here, and you're telling people they can't have free lunch over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, that don't work. Like, no, you can't be that dude. And social media allows you to be that dude. Social mm-hmm. media allows you to say what you want to say, when you want to say it, how you want to say it. And then when you see somebody out here, they act like they didn't say it. Mm-hmm. Or they don't want to address the fact that they said it. You know me, a lot of people say a lot of stuff about me on social media when I speak and say stuff. And then next thing you know, Friday night at the football game, you want to shake my hand. Or we go out for drinks after the football game or something, and you want to sit down and buy me a drink. No, no. I know who you are. We ain't imposters and we ain't hypocrites.
You know, I by no stretch of the imagination have done or do everything right. By no means. You know, but like on social media... We tend to sabotage ourselves because we don't filter, we don't think about, we don't consider the things that we type. We just don't. We knee-jerk reaction to emotion or, you know, some basic ideology. Like all four of us here, you know, ultimately believe something a little different than the other. You know, even though... you know, some of us may have similar backgrounds, but, you know, or similar thought processes, but at the same time, like I said last week, right, you know, Dax, by nature of his faith and what he believes, I'm not going to a heaven, based on his belief, based on the way I'm living and what I'm doing. And based on my belief and my faith, he's not going to a heaven living and believing the way that he is. But you know what? We can sit here and we can conversate and we can laugh and we can joke. And I've never felt threatened by him or his beliefs. I've never felt bullied by him or his beliefs. He's never tried to stifle me and my beliefs. And I hope that he could say the same thing about me. You know, but on social media, we just go all out. Like almost like there's no responsibility. Like, it's just a free reign. Steve, come on.
Oh, I don't have much to say.
I don't believe that.
As we're talking here, I was thinking maybe we should have had somebody on here who has had social media their whole lives.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that perspective is a little different than ours.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially the three of you compared to me. I'm a little younger than all of you. But still, most of us grew up, maybe we had a Game Boy, you know, or a Nintendo until we were 18 or whatever. So that was the only electronic thing we had to press buttons on. And now social media is at our fingertips all day long on phones and screens. And some kids, people in their 20s have had that their whole life. It's not a piece of technology. It's an extension of themselves. And so the way they express themselves, I'm sorry, not they, the way that people in general express themselves, I think, relating to their experience throughout their lives, affects what they say and how they treat that either platform or publishing.
That's a really good point. I mean, honestly, like, when you really think about it, you know, because you watch various generations deal with newer technology or trying to regress. Like, if I was to break out a VCR or a VHS tape or an 8-track, my son ain't gonna know what he's not. I mean, the VHS he might be able to catch on to, but he's not gonna know what an 8-track is, you know. And so yeah, no, that's a valid point. And a lot of individuals, you know, kind of point out negative, oh, you're always on this, you're always on, well, it's always been there. It's my outside, so to speak. You know, it's my gaming. And why is it okay to binge 6-7 hours a series on Netflix, but if I game for 4 or 5 hours, it's a problem?
Kids, so I've watched this thing kind of. My kids are a little bit older, and they've always grown up with technology. And I've kind of watched this thing unfold a little bit. But
okay, Gramps.
Yeah, pretty much. I got two of them. So what we look at as a social media problem, right? They look at it as everyday life.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Exactly.
When we say text me, they mean on Snapchat, you know what I mean, or on Facebook Messenger, or, you know, or on one of these platforms, because that's how they're used to communicate. Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, because that keeps them connected with their inner group, it keeps them connected with the people that they want to be around. But with everything good comes bad, right? There's good and bad to every situation. The bad part that I seen about that growing up, with them guys growing up, is their world and what's important to them is mm-hmm. different than what's important to us, mm-hmm. right? So if they post a picture on Instagram and it don't get a certain number of likes, they're upset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's not... That means their friends didn't like it. That means it wasn't right. So it hurts them in that way.
Well, it's kind of like going through lunch and nobody wanting to sit at the table with you, bro.
Yeah. So you're getting this all day, every day, and not just like going to lunch and nobody wants to sit at the table with you, and then you go home and your family's hugging and kissing on you. You're getting this in your interaction all day, every day with your social media, right? Mm. Because you're posting pictures, you're doing this, you're not getting your likes, you're not, you know, oh, why is nobody following me? oh, why is nobody sharing my stuff? What? This stuff is important to these young people.
Mm-hmm.
Where we look at it like, I got 50 likes on a picture. Oh, well, no big deal. I guess only 50 people saw it, right?
You know,
it. So their whole life is different. It's molded in that way, which is good and bad at the same time. But you know, what? I used to have to tell my daughter all the time. There's 24 hours in a day. 8 of them you're sleeping. 8 of them you're working.
Or 4 of them.
You know, and probably, you know, you got 3 hours to eat. You got 1 hour to get ready for school. So you only got 4 hours left in a day to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You spending that 4 hours on social media?
I wish I had 4 hours.
You only got 4.
Well, so here's, everything you said is spot on. I like that you called this the sabotage, social media sabotage, JR, because... it's interesting. There's two sides to that because there are many kids, at least when I was growing up, who started getting into social media who perhaps didn't really have connections to a social life or like affirmation by their mm-hmm. peer groups,
right?
In the vicinity of them or in school. And what the internet did and what social media has expanded upon is giving people like that an ability to reach out to people like them, so they have affirmation of their thoughts and beliefs and who they are, and I think in some ways it has assisted in diverting some perhaps further mental health issues or suicidal thoughts, because you can grab onto a segment of the population that you never would have been able to grab onto. This is also, I think we talked about this with video games.
I was just going to say with gaming, I know right now some of the people that I game with that I've never physically met in real life, I could pick up the phone or I could send them a message right now and be like, bro, I need to talk. I'm just going through it. And they will stop what they're doing. Now, these are people I've never physically hung out with, you know. And so, yeah, 110%. And when you are in a smaller community, in a community that maybe isn't as accepting of the diversity, you know, it's definitely a positive outlet oftentimes because it provides you with that, like you said.
Yeah, so my concern is there was a time frame where we all had to get used to things like social media, and now we're all ingrained into it. We all know it. We're all in it up from 80 all the way down to 12, you know,
right,
or
right.
6 in some cases. But if that gets taken away from a group of people, I'm going to make a generalization here, probably between the ages of 16 and 22, who have spent their whole lives reaching out to people on a platform to make those connections, to try and remain mentally and emotionally healthy. If that gets removed,
it can
for
be
more than a day,
it can be devastating.
Be very, yeah. Very, very devastating to the health of some people. And so that's something that we have to think about as well. It's strange that what you're talking about, Danny, a company, a corporation, has that kind of a hold on people and our health and well-being, but it's sort of like one of those things you talk about that are... it's too big to fail. It's not a car company. I mean, in my opinion, it's not a car company. A car company can go away. Amazon can go away.
Well, see,
but this
here's
is something that is a little bit...
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Like, you know, the car example, right? You know, depending on where you live, a vehicle is an absolute necessity. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like you in Brooklyn and you can hit the train. You know,
I was referencing the bailouts.
No. I understand. But I'm talking about like the chokehold. Like there's various things in our life that we don't even realize has become that. Like we have oftentimes have more faith in our vehicles than we do the people we say we love. You know, because when most people, when they go down and they get into the car and they put the key in that ignition and turn it, they don't think about whether or not it's going to start. They just expect it to start. You know, and I think that's true with social media. People expect when I get on it, it to be there.
Well, and here's how big I believe, Steve. I agree with you that a private company holds that much power over somebody is amazing to me, right? Over their mental health, over their connections, over how they communicate with people, over how they, you know, control what you see from a news perspective and control what you, you know, their kids see from a news perspective, control what you see from a news perspective, from an advertising perspective. But it's funny because me and my girlfriend were having this conversation, and when all this stuff went down, and she said, well, the Snapchat usage went way up. And my first response to her was, well, how long is it going to be before Facebook buys Snapchat? You see what I'm saying? Like, because that's just how much clout they had. And
no, they would never buy Snapchat. Snapchat makes zero money and isn't worth anything in the market. But they did buy Instagram because it makes money. Mm. but I get your point.
So I definitely, you know...
Like that's the mentality that you know, I see. Like, and I'm not that 22-year-old person, right? So they would argue with me and see it from a completely different angle.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as if it's a control thing, and we've lost control of communication. They would look at it and probably tell me, no, we gained control of communication. We opened the door to more communication than we've ever had before. So I think it's all a matter of perspective.
I was gonna say that. It's like, you know, you had mentioned, Danny, you had said that, oh, it's different. Like, we view it differently because of, you know, our exposure to it, or we had to get used to it. But I think sometimes the problem is when you become accustomed to something and then something new shows up and it doesn't necessarily completely line up with your train of thought and your line of thinking, individuals have the tendency to view that as a bad thing. Well, just because I don't view it as vital and they do because of whatever reasons, or these, you know, individuals do for whatever reason, doesn't mean that they're wrong, because they have a completely different perspective than what I have. They have completely different perspectives that have defined them up until the moment that they're at. And so I think that not just with social media, but I think with a lot of things in our lives, that if we took a minute and took a step back and was like, you know what, like even at a restaurant, right? Waitress might have a little bit of an attitude, right? The server might have a little bit of an attitude. And most people, their first reaction is to get upset and offended. But they don't understand that, you know, she had to come to work again and maybe pull extra hours to pay the bills, because companies, even though they're crying about can't find staff, they aren't giving full-time hours, they aren't paying workable, livable wages, and they aren't offering decent benefits, so the cost that she has to pay for any kind of child care is astronomical. So she's got to work these additional hours. So she's losing time with her family. Her kid's asking her, Mom, when are you going to come home? Mom, you're never home. You're always gone. You know, they're dealing with that. They're short-staffed, so picking up extra tables. Got people treating them like just absolute dumpster water because, you know, they didn't get enough ice in their soda, or they didn't get it refilled in time. They had a table, you know, it was a 15 top, had 15 people on it, and they left them $10 for a tip. Like, all these different things go into play with how people end up responding. And if we took a step back and just tried to see things from other people's perspectives, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to change your value on something, like on Facebook or your any aspect of social media, but it might give you a little more understanding as to why people are devastated or, you know, struggle when these things happen. You know, if we took a moment to do that. You know, I do want to, you know, real quick give shout out. We got Julio on, appreciate it. Michelle, Jan, you know, appreciate you guys coming on, definitely. And excuse me, and Kelly as well, and anybody else that's hopped on, we appreciate you guys tuning in. But we, you know, I think that there's a lot of jokes that are made, you know, like whenever Facebook go, you know, the a couple of times Facebook's gone down for any length of time or whatever. But people legitimately you know, balance their mental health with it. They use it to communicate. Some small businesses rely on it. You know, so it's not just a game. You know what I mean? Like, it can be much more serious than those of us who, you know, were outside all the time just looking for which house had the most bikes piled up in the front yard for us to stop in, or, you know, hanging out at the park or whatever. You know, that kind of thing. You know, we lived a different life. It was a different time frame. It was a different, you know, we have a different perspective. And just because our perspective is different and we did other things doesn't mean that individuals who don't do what we did are wrong.
Yeah, but Tom never took down any of my posts on MySpace. Just saying.
You know, MySpace was an interesting, in my opinion. Listen, the top, what was it, top five? Your top five friends or top 10 or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, God forbid you didn't have somebody in your top five. It was the end of the world. Like, people really put some stock into that. Like, you got me rating my friends and stuff. Like, what's up with that? But no, I mean, I think that... You said what?
I had a bang in MySpace.
You can Google your name, and if you scroll down far enough, your MySpace stuff is still there.
No. That's right.
But I think I don't know. I think it's important that we utilize you know, social media and aspects that are positive. You know, to us, what, you know, whatever that means, you know, for us, reaching out to people, interacting with people, sharing information. But social media has also sabotaged information.
Yeah.
You know, that's sad, but very, very much so a part of reality at this point. You know, somebody put something up, and if it aligns with another person's train of thought, all of a sudden it's all over the place, whether it's true or not, you know. And so that's an unfortunate aspect of social media. There are a lot of vulnerable people, especially young people, you know, as far as social media is concerned. You know, that's a concern. I mean, it's not all positive, but it's not all bad either, you know. And I remember a time when... churches would, from the pulpit, talk about essentially the evil behind social media and Facebook and the internet and, you know, all this type of thing. And now it's fantastic. You know, it's what, you know, a lot of ministries are using, you know, in order to operate at this point. You know, it's just perspectives change, and oftentimes circumstances change perspectives. You know, I don't know. I just, myself personally, I want to use social media from a positive aspect. I want to use social media to bring around some social change. I want to use social media to address issues that people tend to try to hide behind the couch. You know, they don't want to talk about the elephant in the room. I'm going to use social media to shine a light on the elephant. You know, the fact that, you know, like I was saying, you know, when we started, the fact that, you know, our teachers in this area are still without a contract, yet their superintendent specifically told them the hard work was going to be rewarded. You know, well, now you're hypocritical, you're untruthful, and, you know, you're definitely not rewarding the hard work, especially when, you know, a lot of them are paying for the supplies to take care of our kids, you know, in our community, and make sure that they have what they need. And so I believe social media is important for that. I believe social media has been important for a lot of other social agendas, you know, and making some things happen, getting communities involved. And, you know, maybe it's not the best way, but it's definitely a way, you know?
Yeah. Good points.
So, with that being said, final thoughts, gentlemen?
Like, I was, I like how Danny was talking about, you know, we might have to find other outlets that are just social media to get our word out. If you have a business, or if you're trying to you know, get a hold of family members and things like that, because yes, social media such as Facebook and WhatsApp, Instagram, they are reliable most of the time. But then when you get caught up in court, you might have a little, you know, glitch here once in a while. And it shows that, you know what I'm saying, everybody's human. But then at the same time, you can't blame or try and, like, make it seem like it's the people's fault. You got people basically killing themselves over social media.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can't sit there and say you can't do that, because it's been done many a time, and it's not cool. And it seems that, like, a lot of the input that we're getting as far as, you know, losing these individuals, it's basically nothing, man. Like, you have, I don't know how many TikTokers, I don't know how many YouTubers and Facebookers and Instagrammers and all these errors, you know, hurt themselves because they're not getting the results that they expect. We got to change that type of paradigm. Because if we don't, one by one, again, you're going to be losing people. You know, and it's scary. I mean, for a lot of folks, because these are family members, man. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. Like, these people have family members, they have friends, they have lives, and it's just like that. There's no regard, none whatsoever, for these people, for these individuals that, you know what I'm saying, that's been trying so hard to be successful, you know, and they invest all their time into it. All their time into one individual thing. But then you gotta look at, like, how people look into multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look at multiple streams of advertising nowadays, because if one doesn't work, you gotta try another. You know what I mean? Me being a photographer, God has blessed me, man. I'm not gonna lie. My clientele is going pretty well for the things that I'm doing. And I don't really have to like, you know, advertise as hard as many people do, especially in the area that I live in. You know, I'm thankful for the number of clients that I have, and you know, it does me well. But when you have other people that's trying to, like, you know, do videos and, you know, their home comedy, and they ain't get no love. Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Because now you're gonna have problems on your hands, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, your people's mental health and things like that. It's the time of it. You know, it's we always find something to be, you know, to we don't find, but it's always something that we put all of our emotion into, and there's no coming back.
Right.
We gotta watch that.
Right.
We gotta watch it.
I think social media sabotage, I'm not sure how far you want to go with the sabotage part, but we all have to realize that this, although it's been around for a while, it's been around less than 20 years. So the law hasn't caught up. So all this stuff in the courtroom, the law hasn't caught up with social media on the internet yet. So we're still treating them like newspapers and cork boards on walls in city buildings. Like, it's different than what the law was made for. And so Zuckerberg, whatever you think about him, he's trying to navigate old laws to new situations and technology. And at some point, everybody's going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, to be regulated properly with all the rights afforded to corporations and their freedom as people. Because corporations are considered people. Anyway, so we just have to know that this is not something that has been around forever. It's been less than 20 years. In fact, I think MySpace started when I was a freshman in college in 2003 or something like that. So Facebook has only been around since 2004, whatever it is. So it's relatively new. in the span of time. In the span of the internet, it's ancient, obviously, but my point is, we're all trying to figure this out together. And yeah, Dax, you said people get really invested in these kind of things, put all your energy towards these things, and that social media is one of those things. When something's new, technically it's new to society, the investment that people put into it with their time and energy and how much faith they put into it and what they make it an essential part of it. Yeah, see you, Dax, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
All right,
man.
Appreciate it. Hey, God bless
you,
bro, man. Y'all take care.
Yep.
People have all of these, I would say, experiments in the social media realm, and it just, I think it has to work itself out. And I think Zuckerberg is navigating that, whether rightly or wrongly, I don't know. The government is trying to figure it out. That's why he's in there talking all the time, because they don't know. They're all 60, 70, 80 years old, and half of them probably don't even have Facebook accounts. Their publicists have created the accounts for them. And so it's new. And so when we jump to conclusions or jump to judgment on a company or a person with something that is new and has grown to from zero people to 6 billion people, or however many people have Facebook accounts, I know it's in the multiple billions, in 17 years, that's a huge undertaking. That's a huge responsibility for them. And so right. I think we have to be lenient on those responsible for the company, as well as open to change, even change to what you see as your own rights. So change as in, okay, you may not be allowed to post whatever the heck you want on this site. We've now figured out it's hurtful and harmful to society for you to be able to do whatever you want on here. And since this is a private organization, it's anyway, laws, rules, it's new, it's affecting billions of people. So just don't go with the flow, speak your mind, but like have some understanding, people.
Right.
Seriously. That's right. All I got.
Well, like I said, I kind of look at Facebook and some whole social media platform. It's kind of like an extension of a human life, right? People on there, they post. Some post positive, some post negative. There's people walking outside. Some are positive, some are negative. Some are hypocrites on there. There's people walking outside. Some are hypocrites. So whatever you see walking out your door is exactly what you're going to see on social media. You're just going to see it ramped up, right? Because now you're trying to hit billions and billions of people with what you're saying and not your neighbor. So what you actually see in this country is what you are actually seeing on social media. So, and how people react to what somebody says is exactly how they would react. Is exactly how they feel. They may not react that way to you in real life, but what they type is what they feel. We always used to say, you know, if you ever want the truth, you know, a drunk man never tells a lie, you know, because he can't. So, really, if you're
Steve
on social
over there
media,
thinking about all the lies he told when he was drunk.
Yeah.
All facts. Straight facts.
If you're on social media and somebody's typing something, that's really how they feel. They may present something to you differently outside, but how they type that is how they feel. That's what their real true feelings are. And that's okay. Some positive, some negative, some hurtful, some not hurtful. But it's just an extension of who people are. And it's an extension of how people feel. And it's an extension of how people interact with each other. Is it right? Absolutely not. Everything new is not right. Is it okay for what people say and how they treat people on there? Absolutely not. Not everybody, but some people. Absolutely not. Is it okay? You know, at the same time, is it okay for the social media company to target people with the things that they're doing? No, it's not. But like Steve said, let the laws catch up to what's going on before we pass judgment further down the road. Let's figure out what comes out with, you know, the information that just come out and how they try to fix that before we pass a whole bunch of judgment down the road, you know, right now. But understand, social media isn't any different than what you see when you walk out your front door. It's just on steroids. It's just ramped up. And best believe, if your neighbor's typing something on social media,
or your friend or your aunt or your uncle or whoever, they believe what they're saying. They may not say that to your face, but they believe what they're saying. And that's how I feel about social media. And young people will be on it. It'll be here forever. It's not going anywhere. If it's not Facebook and it's not Instagram, it'll be something else. Something else will take its place. We have to get used to it. We have to figure it out. We have to figure it out in a productive way. Not to say it's not productive now, but a better way. And I got to tell you, from what's going on locally, support our teachers and listen. Hold that school board accountable and get that principal out of there for what he put on social media and how he devastated them kids in that school. So that's a prime example of how you use social media in a negative way. But do that and get behind them, guys, because right now, and this don't have anything to do with social media, get on my soapbox for like 2 minutes. Right now, Olean's operating on a top-down philosophy. The top gets everything and the bottom gets nothing. And the bottom is the teachers and the students, and they're not being taken care of, nor are they being safe. But the people up top are getting it all. They're making all the money and living high on the hog and looking at everybody going, hope you make it. And it's that way in the school system, and it's that way in the city as well. So, you know, let's start making some change around here and in your own communities and make things and make life better for everybody. And with that, appreciate you guys' time.
JR, before you go, I wanted to thank you, both of you, for speaking at the school. Clearly, I don't live there anymore, but you both spoke very well and certainly expressed some opinions of the community that others weren't willing to express. Both you guys, and Mickey's on the show once in a while. I mean, I didn't agree with everyone's delivery, but the message was clear. You guys are all passionate about taking care of the kids and the teachers. And so I do, and Leo as well, great job, everybody. But so thank you for speaking up for those who can't speak for themselves.
It's about doing the right thing, you know, at the end of the day. And, you know, like Mr. Ty Malone said Tuesday, you know, at the end of the day, the voters got the power, you know. And if the school board isn't going to take the community serious, if the mayor's not going to take the community serious, if, you know, at the end of the day, when it's time to vote, the voters can come out and they can make their voices heard. You know, as far as social media sabotage, I mean, you can look at it from a lot of different perspectives. My takeaway would be, don't allow it to sabotage you. Appreciate it. Don't allow it to sabotage what it is that you do. If you use it for business, you use it to, you know, for that social interaction, then have alternatives. You know, and also don't forget that you can be held accountable for your words and actions. You know, so don't just spew whatever you want to spew. Be mindful. Think about what it is. Don't get emotional and just explode. But I want to encourage everyone again, you know, here in the city, we have, you know, the mayoral election coming up. Several wards are up for election as well. So I want to encourage you to get out and make your voices heard and, you know, make a difference there. Get involved. Go to the, you know, council meetings for the city. Go to the school board meetings. Show your support. Our teachers deserve much better than they're getting. And for those of you that want to find out how to get involved, write letters, you know, whatever it is, what could be done to help, go ahead and shoot us a message, you know, on the Facebook page. And definitely would be glad to point you in the right direction and help you out. But it's going to take the community continuing to speak and continuing to, you know, send the letters and make the phone calls and show up in person, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, as was evident, the school board paid attention halfway, if that. And so we're going to go ahead and make them pay attention, because, like I said, our teachers deserve much better than what they're given, and our students deserve much better. And so I want to encourage you to help show your support there as well. Also, we always do that shout out, Queen BZ Cosmetics. They've got a October, because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they got a October sale. I believe everything this pink is on sale, if I'm not mistaken. So check them out as well. And then, you know, not that any of y'all care, but I'm another year older this weekend. But, you know, with that being said, you guys, we really appreciate your time. We appreciate the love and the support interacting with you guys. Want to encourage you to continue to get involved with House Call, get involved with Reflections, get involved with your communities, and just, you know, be good people. It's not difficult. Be good to your circle of influence. You know, with that being said, really appreciate your time. We'll catch y'all next week on House Call, where every conversation counts.
You ain't getting out of here without a happy birthday. Everybody write down in the comment section, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.